Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes.
Yes, he will do it. You know he'll do it. You know he'll do it. Might as well go ahead and say he'll do it because you know he will. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Bees, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all We'll have a word of prayer here in a moment. We have some issues here with this phone here. So y'all just bear me for 1 second and we'll get right back into it here. Well, there we go. Okay. Pastor Bill should give us a word of prayer while I finish. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, everyone. Giving praise to God and thanking Him for another day as we get ready to go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, asking you, Father God, to just bless each and every one, Father God. Bless our pastor. Bless each and every one that has called in or those that are listening by internet. Father God, we ask that you continue to have your way in our life. We're thankful, Father God, that things are working out for our good, that we're able to have our Bible study. Bless our pastor as he teaches this word and help us to receive it, Father God. Lord, we ask that you be with all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who have asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with the bereaved families. And Lord, we give you praise, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thanking you for your word, Father God, that we're able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Have your way, dear Lord. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, Arlen, thank you so much, Pastor. We left off yesterday in Philippians, and we just want to kind of pick that up. Where we left off, and then we're going to get back into those seven things. But that was in Philippians 2. That's you from the 19th through the 25th verse?
I believe it was, Pastor.
All right. We're going back to Philippians 2. And we're going to read from the 19th. As Pastor Shirley read it from the 19th through the 25th verse, I think that's what she was saying. I'm trying to get it. Mm-hmm. Y'all be along with me here for a moment. Okay. Yeah, if you'll read it for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Philippians 2. And you want that from the King James. Oh. Okay, let's see. King James. Just bear with me here. Okay, King James. Okay. 19 to 25. Reads as follows. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that I also may be a good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I suppose it's necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your message and he that ministered to my wants. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I decided to end and go. A lot of scholars seem to think that Epaphroditus ministered to his wants. They took that meaning financially. And even though he was a minister, most people take that meaning that he helped Paul during his financial, helped him with some financial needs, because he had returned to thank Paul when he was over there in the Philippi. I mean, if people got our reasons, that's not what's important. What's important is about trust, because Timothy was with Paul in Rome when Paul was, at least when he wrote his letter, he had been with Paul when he went to the church at Philippi. He was with him. He had brought some great information to him, talking about Timothy. He was worthy of the trust that Paul had put in him. Matter of fact, Paul observed that most believers are too preoccupied with their own and their own lives that they don't have the time to do the work of Christ. And what Paul noticed is that he noticed Timothy had committed his life to God. Timothy was somebody he could depend on. He was trustworthy. And in that, Paul wanted to, I want to just say this on my own. He wanted to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the Lord Jesus sent Timothy short to you, that I also may be of good comfort. When I know, think about what he's saying here, is that, and I want to put a pin there, brother and sister, you can't trust everybody's word. It's good that you have somebody that you can trust, somebody you can truly depend, who willing to do God's will and do God's work in spite of, and they put their lives on hold. And that's what I see in what God did with Timothy. And Paul recognized it and began to share that in this letter about how he trusted him and how that when he was in need, he had somebody there. Even though Paul recognized that his fellow minister had been sick, did not stop him. Because he said indeed he was sick to death. But you know what? They trusted in God.
Amen.
He said God had mercy on him. Brothers and sisters, man, when you can trust God like that, you're doing what the scripture says. You're doing a Proverbs 3. Don't make me go there. You're doing a Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Most believers have been in the scriptures for a while. They love the scripture. Because when you think about trusting God, God wants us to trust him.
Yes.
He wants us to rely on him. He wants us to put confidence in him. And that's what Paul and the ministers were doing, including Timothy. It was, even when they were sick, they were trusting in God. I mean, they were sticking to death, but he trusted in them.
Yes.
So when he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. I just wish I had time, man. All your heart. You don't go pick up. No, you trust God with everything. And everything.
Yeah.
That's what I like about this lesson this week. Because when it comes to righteousness, you want to trust God for his kind of righteousness. That's why I want y'all to please pay attention. What this word really means. Because you want to trust God with his truth.
Yeah.
You want to trust God like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hey, we don't care what you do to us. Put us in the fire in front of you. We're good with it. Because the God that we serve is able to deliver us. And he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. See, that's the kind of trust that you go ahead on and speak up for. You go ahead on and decree and declare that thing. You don't wait till it's, you see it's raining. No, you got your umbrella because you already trust God for the rain.
Yes. All right.
You already
that.
Spread at the table because you're relying on God to do what his word say he'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Yes.
And when you come to trust him like that, big difference, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to entrust him. You begin to give over to him everything.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this makes sense. You turn everything over to him. So when the enemy say this, that, and the good, now, it's in God's hand. I ain't worried about it. So when things does happen, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with it. It's in God's hand now.
Amen. Yeah.
That's the kind of trust that God wants us to put in him. Surrender.
Mm-hmm.
What should I surrender to the Lord? Surrender to him.
Yeah.
The thing that belongs to God, your heart, your spirit, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like to think about, I don't know how close this is to for something, but when I think about trust, I'm thinking about releasing things to God. When I think about trust with my whole heart, I have nothing to say about it. Whatever his word says, that's what I'm dealing with.
All right. Amen.
Because I've already put it in God's hand. And then I trust God to allow us to be empowered with his word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because he said it. Not because now. When I'm telling y'all yesterday, Jesus said he was the sheep gate. When he said, I'm the good shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And my sheep know my voice. And we are known of him. See, that's somebody that trusts God.
Yeah. Say that.
You know you can trust him because he says, I lay down my life for the sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Sisters, all these preachers are doing this. Laying down their life for the sheep. They going to eat if the sheep don't eat. They gonna fly jets if the sheep don't get a bus. Can't trust them. Trust them. You gotta put trust in the Lord. So, with that being said, I just want everybody to understand what kind of trust. I'm gonna ask Pastor Sheer read that out of a Messenger Bible, Proverbs 3:5.
Okay. All right, from the Message Bible. Don't lose your grip. Okay, Proverbs 3. Okay, I had to make sure I was in Proverbs. Okay. Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Them around your neck. Carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for living well in God's eyes and the eyes of the people. Amen.
Did y'all hear that? This is about loving you, brothers and sisters. This ain't about folks. That's what it ought to be about, my friend. It ought to be about who you're depending on. Who?
Yeah.
You know, God said to you, you let mercy and truth. Don't forsake her. Keep her.
Mm-hmm.
Put it about your neck.
Yeah.
And I love verses 5-6. That's where I was at. Okay.
I can read that, Pastor. It says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Amen.
Amen. See, because the reason that's, if you'll understand this, in all your ways, you have to submit to him. Well, what that
yes.
means? That means you're giving it, you're putting it in his hand. That's the kind of trust. You got to submit to him.
Amen.
And he'll make your path, or he'll make your way straight. But if you don't put it all in his hand, he can't make your way clear. You know why? Because you're trying to hold part of it and giving him part of it. And God doesn't operate like that. Last time I checked and passed, Pastor read it earlier. God is the one that's working it together. Not you.
Yeah.
He's working it together for our good. Now, how are you going to work it together when you're trying to work it?
All right.
Go figure that, huh? So, give it all to him. Trust him with your whole heart. With all thine heart. Not part of it, with all that. Then he says this, too. He says, lean not to thine own understanding. Therein lies the problem. Too many people leaning to their own understanding for everything. They read the scripture. They got it. Oh, yeah, I know how it goes. And they still lean to their own understanding. That's why they can't get no revelation knowledge.
Have mercy.
You get it by opening your eyes, brothers and sisters. Let God show you his way, his righteousness, his kind of faith, his kind of love. See, you gotta depend on God for that kind of stuff, not for what we already know. That's why he said, and lean not to thine own understanding. Why you think he would say that? Yeah, get self out of the situation, out of the equation. Keep self out of the equation.
Amen.
Because the way you understand things could be the way you perceive things. And the way you perceive things is not how God perceived them. So the scriptures are real clear. Psalms. Well, Psalms 4 and 5. Let's read Psalms 4 and 5.
Okay.
4 and 5, then I'll read it. As Pastor
said,
that's the Bible. 4 and 5 says, offer the sacrifice of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord.
Amen. from the Message Bible, Psalms 4 and verse 5. Complain if you must, but don't lash out. Keep your mouth shut, your heart do the talking. Build your case before God and wait for his verdict. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
It's important, brothers and sisters, to offer. When you are offering the sacrifice of righteousness, as God had required, just like us, he required in this dispensation that our righteousness is Christ. In that dispensation, they had to bring animals. That was their sacrifice. They're going to get a sacrifice, and then they bring it. Like today. You know, let me tell you what. We ought to rejoice. Be happy when you're trusting in God. I got to say this. You know, remember Psalms 5 and 11? Well, oh, my. Psalms 5, well, actually, let me go get that, because it's about being happy, brothers and sisters. In Psalms 5 and verse 11, let me hear it. Psalms 5, verse 11, it says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout of joy, because thou hast defended them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. But you'll welcome us with open arms when we run for cover to you. Let the party last all night. Stand guard over our celebration. You are famous, God, for welcoming God seekers, for decking us out in the light. Amen.
Yeah. You ought to be rejoicing over.
Rejoice.
You know, sing, because you trust God. I tell you, when you ask him for rain, get your umbrella. Start rejoicing. Oh, yeah. Praise God. You didn't ask God for food. Go on and set your table. Rejoice. Call some people. Hey, come on over for dinner. Wait a minute. Aren't you the same person with talking about, you didn't have no food? Don't worry about it. I'm trusting God. Come on over for dinner. I'm rejoicing.
Amen.
You know, rejoice before the mountain come down.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait till you hear the thundering and the sound and the earthquake. So start rejoicing as you make steps around seven times. Start rejoicing. Because you know it's coming down. You didn't ask God for something, start rejoicing in it.
Amen.
Because you didn't ask God to give ear to your words. You didn't ask God to listen to you. You didn't ask God for direction. You didn't ask God for understanding. Trust in him. Start rejoicing. Nobody else may not get it. They may not understand it. But, hey, you know you didn't ask God for it. It's coming to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you don't care if they get it or not. You rejoicing, and they wonder why you rejoicing. Why you think Psalms 9 and 10? We're going to be down here in a minute. But Psalm 9 and 10, and they that know thy name, their trust in thee. for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them, or seeketh them.
Yeah.
That's Psalms 9 and 10.
Okay.
You know you're in good hands. You know you're safe. You know God's going to take care of you.
Mm. Amen. Psalms 9 and verse 10. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry. You not. Let me read 9 and 10 together, Pastor. Let's see. Psalms 9, verses 9 and 10. It says, God's safe house for you. I'm sorry, God's safe house for the battered. God's safe house for the battered. A sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry, you not. Amen.
See, those that know the Lord's name, listen, dear heart. When you know the Lord's name, you will put your trust in him.
Amen.
It ain't you no question. Because you know his name. You
call
him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's necessary for me to go through all the names, but let me tell you, you called on him. And you recognize who he is. You recognize he's Jehovah Jireh. Because you know he's your provider. I mean, you recognize because you called on him. You tried him. You know he's Jehovah Nisa. But you know this stuff because you tried him.
Hallelujah.
Not because you know his name. You know he can be the refuge.
Yeah.
In a time of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's when a lot of people have learned how to trust God in the midst of troubles. When it's bigger than you.
Yeah.
When it's bigger than you.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we just keep the problem small to us, to our, you know, our surrounding, we think we can handle it. But when the problem is bigger than you, you got to do something with it. Well, I'm gonna tell you, give it to God, you won't miss it. Well, we didn't get into the seven, but we'll get into the seven ways to test, because you want to be able to know that you trust in God. You ain't trusting no man. Because that's another thing, too. A lot of times, men are telling you, oh, give me this, give me that, and God's going to give it back to you. God ain't co-signing that.
All right.
They may give you a scripture, and you might miss it, because he said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. God said, I'm going to call men. So they'll tell you to give it to them, but they won't tell you God is the one to call men to give unto your bosom. God is the one that you're supposed to be giving. What you going to give him? Give him what belongs to him.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I told you before, you praise God because you're thankful. You recognize who he is.
Yeah.
And you want to praise him. See, you created to be like God.
Mm-hmm.
You really was. And you is. So if you choose to praise him, it's much appreciated.
Hallelujah.
For God made us to be like him.
Mm-hmm.
He made Satan and the angels to praise him. So Satan didn't want to do his job.
Mm-hmm. Say that.
So if everything to have breath, praise the Lord. So everything start praising God. Since you don't want to do it, God said, I got all kind of stuff. I got people praising. I got lots of crowd for me. I can get some praises now.
All right.
And when you recognize it and what he done for you and how he brought you and you chose God and you use his name and you use some of his blessings, you can't help but to praise him.
Amen.
That's why I rejoice in trusting God. That's all. Mm-hmm. Just trying to tell you, rejoice in trusting him. Don't be sad. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know if God going to. Yeah, rejoice. You know he going to do it. Pastor told you all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, call according to his purpose. It's going to work for you.
Yeah.
Rejoice about it.
Amen.
Praise him about it.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible said, I will praise thee, O Lord,
mm-hmm.
with my whole heart.
Yeah.
I will show forth that marvelous work. See, that's somebody happy. That's somebody is thankful. That is somebody thinking of God and what all he did for him and how he brought him over. And yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, that part now where if you want something to say, you press 1 and we'll let you in. If that's you, you or you, press 1 and we can let you in. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen, amen. I'm going to see if I can pull that up, Pastor, in the New Living Translation. Psalms 9:9-10. It says, the Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you. For you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. Amen, amen. Yes, trust in the Lord.
Awesome. Hallelujah. Well, if nothing else, hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to get back into the 7 ways to test a false prophet. Now, I know some of you may wonder why that's so important. You need to know what you're doing.
All right.
You need to know who you're listening to.
Yeah.
So they'll take that same Bible. That I'm trying to tell you it's about your eternal life. Maybe you know it's about how much money you can get.
Have mercy.
Yeah. If nothing else, we'll see you all on tomorrow. Thank you so much.